This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne, and we begin this part of the program with what most voters are most worried about. Forecasts for the U.S. economy seem to grow gloomier by the week, and Congress is now talking about another stimulus package. To find out more, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Does this mean that more checks are likely to be sent out to Americans? And if it does, what kind of effect would that have on the economy at this point in time?
Well, Congress is talking about doing another fiscal stimulus, and at least one of the two presidential candidates, Senator Obama, is supportive. In the conversations, they don't seem to be talking so much about another round of checks to everybody. The Congress seems very interested in finding a way to use this as an opportunity to spend more money, perhaps on infrastructure. And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, in testimony this week, suggested that maybe they could target the money directly at the credit problems that people are having. So checks are a possibility, but not the only option.
What is the final conclusion on that last stimulus package that did involve checks?
That's a good question. It's kind of a mixed report. It clearly had a favorable effect on consumer spending, but it was very temporary. Economists are arguing about exactly how big the effect was. But it wore off very quickly, and as you know, we ended up in a pretty bad situation anyway. So I think that they're unlikely to try that exact thing again, but there will probably be some kind of tax breaks as part of any stimulus.
David, we've been talking about a recession for many months now, partly, you know, whether we are or are not officially in a recession. But give us some examples of how bad the economy is right now.
Well, of course, the official declaration of a recession comes only after it's abundantly obvious to everybody. But there's no longer much argument that we're in one or we're about to fall in one. Economists tell us that the third quarter was almost certainly negative. The Commerce Department will give us their numbers this week, and the forecasts for the fourth quarter are very bleak. When you look at what companies are saying, Paramount, the movie studio, said they're delaying movies, one about a homeless violin player and a newspaper columnist in order to save money. Yahoo, the internet company, is expected to do layoffs. American Express says that people are falling behind on credit card payments. So the returns are very unfavorable on the economy.
And in the middle of all of this, is there any good news that you're seeing out there?
Yes, actually, and that's encouraging. Oil prices are much lower than they were before, and that's weight lifted off the shoulders of American consumers and business. And this week, really for the first time in several weeks, the credit markets seem to be thawing. These key measures of interest rates that had gone very high, the rates that banks charge each other for lending to each other for 3 months, have started to come down, perhaps as a response to all the government action that's going on. And then the value of the U.S. dollar has been holding up. That's a bit of a surprise, considering how bad things are here, but it reflects that things are so bad around the rest of the world that the U.S. looks relatively safer compared to how shaky some of the other world economies are.
You know, just one last thing. What happened to all those worries about the deficit?
Well, we're not going to worry about the deficit now as we're facing a very dangerous possibility of a recession. So the first thing is that they're going to disregard all that. And the second thing is that neither of the candidates nor any of the people running for Congress want to deal with the reality that that they are making promises that they can't possibly afford to keep given the amount of borrowing they're going to have to do to get the economy going and shore up the banks in the short term. So we're not going to hear about it now before the election, but it's not going away, and it will be an issue on the other side of this recession.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.